Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Hey. Zvachim Daf Hey, and we are five lines, fifth to last skinny line, Lishna Achrina. We said, no, we stopped in the middle. The Gemara was discussing various sources. How do you know Shinui Kodesh? How do you know Shinui Bailim? And at the end of the daf that we were just doing, we were figuring, yeah, we know Zrika, we know Shrita, but how do you know, or at least we know Shrita, how do you know the other Avodos? So we said there was a Klalu Pradu Klal, which we weren't sure how to define the prat of Shechita, because Shechita could be defined as just like this is an avoda, so to any avoda, just like this is an avoda that you're chayav bachutz, so to any avoda that you're chayav bachutz. So it's we weren't sure exactly how to define it. So at the end of the sugi, we said, well, we don't know what to include, so include both of them. And the Gemara has a similar line, Lishna Achrina, v'chada v'chada teiku b'milsei. Each one of them, let it stand in its place, meaning each one of them is significant and an alimud that would work. So therefore, we allow each of them to work. What's the difference between the first line and the second line? Not exactly clear. The Mefarshim are not sure. Well, both of them are pretty similar. Ibaya say more. The third, Zrika Midravashi Nafka. Or maybe the Gemara says, Zrika, the fact that you need the proper owner in mind by Zrika, maybe you would know that from Ravashi, which is the Makkah that we had up above, 20 lines up above, from Isle of Nazir. So therefore, this last Klal Prat, the only thing left to learn is Kabbalah. So therefore, there's no choice in the matter. You already know Zrika, so the only one left to learn is Kabbalah. Fine. Ashkechan El Nazir, Shar Shlomim Min Alon. So this teaches me the Ayah brought along with when a Nazir finishes his Nazirus, how do you know the rest of Karbonos Shlomim? V'chitem Anelach Mi El Nazir. And if you want to say you learn from there, Male El Nazir, Shekin Yishimon Dama Machairim. An El Nazir is different. Maybe you can't learn it from there. Why? Because an El Nazir is part of a set of karbanos. It goes along, Rashi quotes, with a chatas and an ola. Goes along with a set. And therefore, you might say that has different rules. Why does a Nazir bring a karban chatas? What'd he do wrong? Right? There's a difference. A Nazir brings a chatas at the end of his Naziris. If he became tummy in the middle, and then he has to bring other karbanos, I think he brings a karban asham instead. But at the end of his regular Naziris, he finishes his Naziris, he brings a chatas. Why? So, machlokas Rambam Ramban, that we have mentioned back in Masechas Nazir. The Rambam says he's bringing a chatas because he was a Nazir. Because he was a Nazir. And therefore the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, should seer aspo minayayin. Right, how the Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't tell you that this should be usher, and you ushered it on yourself. There are 365 things you can't do. We don't need to add on more. Let's work on those. And therefore, if you're mitzar yourself more than should be, therefore that is inappropriate. And therefore, he has to bring a chatas. The Ramban in Parshas Naso has an amazing chiddush. He says this chatas. You know why he brings a chatas? Because he is no longer being a nazir. And he is giving up his state of Naziris. It's a good thing to be a Nazir. Kadosh Yihyeh. The only time, I think, that you bring a carbon chatas based on a future event. Because that you're no longer going to be a Nazir. Unless you say it's based on the decision. Never find that. But it's based on the fact that tomorrow you're not going to be a Nazir, therefore you have to bring a carbon chatas. Ramban is forced to say that because of Kadoshim Tiyu. Because of the other types of ideas that we find in the Ramban, so that's why he's forced to say Nazir is a good thing. He always like those Tanam. It's really Machlokas Tanam, whether he's a Kadosh or a Chotei. Machlokas and Nazir and Tainus, but that's the Machlokas between the Ramban and the Ramban related to why he brings a Chatas. But that the Gemara says here, he brings an El Nazir. The El Nazir is the source, so maybe it's not a good source because it has other Karbanos that go along with it. So the Gemara says, Imkain Nichtov Shlamav. Says on the side, my shlamim, l'rabos kol shlamim. So the extra letter even teaches me that all carbon of shlamim are included. Ashkechan shlamim, shar kol kachim minalan. So fine, we know all shlamim now. What about all carbonas? The assumption of every line of this daf, I'm an aleph, I'm a beis, is that every carbon is unique, every avod of every carbon is unique. Because the Gemara could have just said, you learn it by avodos, and that's it. You learn it by this karban. That's the difference between all the karbanas. The fact that the Gemara has to search for every single karban, every single avoda, every single type of psul, shidi kodesh, shidi bailim, means there's uniqueness to every stage of every karban. It's not just an issue of an exercise in finding limudim. But the fact that you need limudim highlights the fact that everything is unique. As we will talk about as we go through it. V'chitem, and if you want to say, how do you know other karbanos? Neilef b'shlamim, yishalun if I'm shlamim. Malah shlamim. No, shlamim is unique, because shlamim has many halachas that some of them apply to other karbanos, but no other karban has all of them. Shekein t'unin smicha, shlamim needs smicha, they have to lean on the karban. Unisachim, and it has to have wine brought along with it. Utnufas chazi v'shok, and the breast and the shok, the thigh of the animal, are waved with the as part of the hakravas hashlamim. And Rashi points out that each of those you have by, almost each of those, you have by other karbanos, right? The, you have some that don't need smicha, but and no nesachim, b'char ma'aser v'pesach. They don't have anything. They don't have smicha or nesachim. And some of them, like a chatas and an asham, do not have nesachim. Right? They're brought for sins, so you don't bring any wine with that. They're brought for sins. And nothing has, no other carbon has chazi v'shok. Tzunufas chazi v'shok, but shlamim has all of them. So even though shlamim is kachay kalim most of the time, but still it can be unique. Maybe you can learn from there. So Ella Amakra, the pasuk says at the end of Parshias Akarbanos, Zos Torah Ola, Zos HaTorah La'ola, Mincha L'chatas L'asham Ulam Iluim, this is the basis of Kakeli, Ulazevach HaShlamim, all those karbanos are put together. All the karbanos are compared to shlamim. Ma shlamim, bein shini kodesh, bein shini bailim, binan lishma. Just like shlamim, whether it's shini kodesh or shini bailim, whether it's thinking about which karban or which owner it requires lishma. Afkol, bein shini kodesh, bein shini bailim, binan lishma. So too, every karban requires proper kavana by shini kodesh or shini bailim. And remember, the Gemara, Tosfos is ha'ara on daf beis, that the Gemara is assuming that these are the two kavanas that are most important, even though there are six kavanas listed in the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav, the end of that parak, even though there are six kavanas listed, but these are the two, L'shem Zevach and L'shem Zoveach, are the two that are more important than any other kavanas. L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoach, L'shem Ishim, that's what the Gemara is assuming. Good. Says the Gemara, next question. Eima, Hechad Deshachit Lahu, Shelo Lishma, Lifsalu. Maybe, how do you know that this is only a lechadchila? That if you have the wrong carbon in mind, what's the halacha we learned in the first Mishnah? It's kosher, but it doesn't count L'shem Bailim, all Bailim L'shem Chova. Maybe you should say, except for Chatas and Pesach Bismano. Someone asked me, what about a Pesach Sheni? Is that called Bismano? I'm not sure. I gotta look it up. Is that called Bismano? Anyway, so says the Gemara, maybe that isn't the halacha. Maybe you should say, if you don't have proper kavana, by all kavanas, it's pasul. It's pasul, not just kosher, but lo alo bayam l'shem chova. As Tosfos, what's the halacha to say pasul? Tosfos is an ema, tema. Tosfos, of course, the principle we mentioned 2 days ago. Ha b'chol duchta b'inan k'pakashim, shina la'akev, v'hacha lo shina. There's a principle in kachim that if you want something to be ma'akev, it's got to say it twice. Shana ha'kasav la'akev. The principle in Kachim, Achronim talk about. So the question is here, it was not Mishana, it wasn't double, it wasn't twice. So of course it's only going to be Lechachila. So what's the Havamina of the Gemara? So Tosfos' answer is maybe there are two Psukim. If you put all these two of these Psukim together, Tosfos says maybe there are two Psukim. Or the Shita B'Kubetzes has a beautiful Lamdis. You see in the Os Yud, it's on the page right here. In Os Yud, the Shita B'Kubetzes says, no, you know what the Gemara's question is? He goes to Tosfos here. Pirish Betosfos. Afagav deloshina kasav la'akev. Even though it wasn't repeated. Mikol makom lifsalu misvara. Misvara should be pasul. Kimon deshina bilishman ki'ilu chaser ha'avoda shashina ba. It could be if you have the wrong carbon in mind, it's as if you didn't do that avoda. That's the svara. If you have the wrong owner in mind, okay, you did the wrong owner, you did the wrong, the avodah for the wrong owner. But if you didn't have the right carbon in mind, it could be, says the Shiluk Betzes, that's the Gemara's question, that you didn't do that avodah. You left something inherent out, and therefore you have the wrong kavana. Mashal amada verdome, to mashal, right? If you forget Yalav v'yavo and Shmon Esrei, right? When a time when you have to repeat it, the Achronim discuss, what is that considered? Is it considered that you didn't daven? And therefore you have to daven again. Or is it, you davened, but you didn't say the right haskara, and therefore you have to daven again, because you have to say the right haskara in Shmona Esrei. But not because you didn't daven again. And different nafkaminas that you can have that relate to that. But again, that's if you did something, but you didn't have the proper, you didn't do it properly, so therefore, is it as if you didn't do it or not? So here too, says the Shita, that's the havamina here. Even if it's not Shana Kasav La'akev, if it's, there's a havamina, that Shalol Lishma would pasul the avoda totally. Finally, the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky has another idea to answer the question of even without Shana Kasav La'akev. Says maybe there's a difference between Bein Im Halashon HaPasuk Misyaches El Oseh HaAvoda SheYaseh Pula Kazu. When do we say that Shana Kasav La'akev? That's only if there's a certain avoda that the person must do. The focus is on the gavra. So then you say, if it doesn't say it twice, it doesn't passel it. But b'makom shebo yachsa hatorah lekarbon upirsha ketzad yesh linoba. But in a time when the Torah is talking about the carbon, the chefsa, the animal, not about the person, b'makom shekazeh, so maybe there, even without shonah kasav la'akev, you should passel it. And here it's talking about the animal. V'yasha ayol yaseh zevach shlamim la'Hashem sheish la'asha ayol zevach shlamim. And if you didn't, it's not good. So maybe the whole principle, important you sowed, the whole principle of Shana Kazalakiv is only where something is, a halach is focused on the gavra and not focused on the chefza, on the animal. That's the possibility. Three answers. Tosfos, Shidu Kubetzes, and the Chazon Yecheskel. What's the Gemara's Havamina if you don't have Shana HaKasav La'akiv? Okay, so back to the Gemara. Maybe if you're Chetzin, it should be puzzled totally. So Amar Kra, Motzos Vasecha, Tishrav Yasisa. No, the puzzle that we already had. Where in the same lush tussic, you have the language of neder and nedava. Bechulu. So hi nedava nederhu. So how could you have the same language? This nedava, motzas vasecha, is a neder, kasher nedarta. Ella, it must be talking about two different items. Ella, kemash nedarta asisa. If you follow through exactly as you promised, neder, yehe neder, it should be a neder. V'yamavi nedava, and if not, it'll be a nedava, meaning it'll be wonderful, then it'll count, but it won't count for you. And therefore, you would still have to, if you made a neder, you'd still have to bring another carbon. So that's what you learn from Motza Sevasecha. Remember the important lashon that the Gemara had up above, and that is, a neder is compared to as if you have the animal on your shoulders. Keman the tonle akatfei dummy. It's an important lashon about neder that we had just up above on this Amud. So the Gemara says, V'yistruch l'motza Sevasecha v'yistruch zos haTorah. You need both psukim together. Motza Sevasecha, to teach me that it's kosher, but it doesn't count l'shem chova, and neither the pasuk of Zos HaTorah to teach me that you need the kavana in the first place. Dikatz rachmana motza savasecha. If you would have only had the pasuk of motza hava amina lo yadana b'maykatz rachmana Zos HaTorah, I wouldn't have known if you would have only had motza. I wouldn't have known what it's referring to. What is the pasuk referring to in the neder and nedava discussion? But because of Rachman and Zos HaTorah, that's why he says the pasuk of Zos HaTorah to teach me all kavanas are compared, and we know by shlamim you have to have the right kavana. So therefore, you know that's what Moses of Pesach is referring to. It's referring to all karbanas. Because of Rachman and Zos HaTorah, and if you would have only had Zos HaTorah, havamina lifsulu, I would have thought that maybe it's even a ma'akev liikuva, as we just asked. That's why it also has to say Moses of Pesach to teach me is only a psula chachila. To go against the Svara. To go against the Svara, Tosfos the Shidduch Kubetz says, you would have thought apostle the carbon, kamashma or not. Interesting, what's the maskana then? The havamina, let's say you take the Shidduch Kubetz as a question. The havamina is that this is a psul that apostles the carbon. Kamashma lan? It's not machshava ba'alma. That it's a much less pernicious of a thought to the animal than we originally thought. Interesting, havamina and maskan. Okay, third line. Rami Reish Lakish Almo Ohi Be Medrasha. Reish Lakish has a contradiction while he was lying on his stomach. Alma Ohi, on his intestines. Be Medrasha. What kind of language is that? Rashi says, Shokhev al Bitno, Panav Klape Karka. This is in the fourth line. Gemara Brachas talks about whether you're allowed to sleep like that. You're allowed to sleep prakdan. Let it sleep on the on your stomach, on your back, different cheetos. But what was he lying on the floor for? So the Achronim pointed out that from other Gemaras that this is a simin of shiflus. It was a simin of lowliness, and that's why Yeshapirshu Hakavanasha Nafal Apanav Kilash Yushami Simin Lakovid Rosh Vachros Ruach. Simon of seriousness. Others say that this was the Shevach of Reish Lakish. Sha'af Shesaval. I'll tell you who I'm reading. I'm reading from the Or Hayosher, right? So that Sha'af Shesaval Meirav Shomno, even though he was very large and he was very weak and he couldn't get up, that means he was lying on his stomach, he couldn't move, he was still Osik Batorah. Even though he was in pain, even though he couldn't get up, Ashi Yisafich Meirav Yisrov Echolshaso Abitzno, Mikol Makom Lo Mona Atzmo Bibes HaMedrash Umilaso Be'iun Batorah. That's what it was. Finally, one other, the Keren Ora. It's Keren Ora, big fat Keren Ora on Zvachim. So the Keren Ora saves us in the Mesechas that don't really have so much written on them. Keren Ora we had on Harios, we have on Zvachim, and Zvachim Menachas Chulin Me'ila, right here, this volume. So it says the Keren Ora, Yesh Lomar, Ki Ramaz Bazeh Inyin Musari. It's hinting to us a Musar. Zeh, Kishinomar, I love Divrei Torah, Hainuk Sha'achila, he says, Pasach HaKasav B'Mizbech V'Siyem B'Shulchan. We know that our tables Where we eat, that takes the place of the Mizbeach. It's the place of the Mizbeach nowadays. That's what brings us kapara, what we do at our shulchan. V'zech shenomar lav devei Torah. That's if we have proper, if we have the context of eating, l'shep shemayim. But if we just eat a lot without focusing and not imbuing it with ruchnias, without imbuing it with kol kavarasa l'yoshep shemayim b'chol d'rachav da'ehu, as the Rambam says in Ochas Deos, aval akushi yit ala rov achilos, ashem shalom l'shma, matahelav, in a meratzin lama ba'in. If they're not meratzin like a carbon, why are we eating so much? Kiksasa, so what? How do we fix those eatings that aren't really l'shep shemayim? But we go to a restaurant and we get a very large portion. Is that really part of our avodas Hashem? Do we really need that? What do we do with our rov achilos? Ksas takana yesh mipsul gamur. You can fix it a little bit. Im yishmer moses vasav. If you watch your what comes out of your mouth, levarech bracha l'shalafaneha ulacharei bekavana shlema. Oz, there's no full ritzui, but it's not totally puzzle. So that's what he's asking here. He's lying on his stomach he's saying, what about all the eating that we do? What about, how do we fix that? And the answer is going to be, Motzef Asecha Tishmar. Meaning, if we do what's properly with our words, say bracha before and bracha afterwards, that could fix a little bit the problem. That's what Karen Ora says, Alderach Remez, what this line is talking about. Okay, what's the question? So Rav Rish Lakish asked the question while he's on his stomach. Im Ksherim Heim Yirtzu, Vimein Maratze Loma Bayin. Basically, the Shaila is, how do we have this middle ground that we have been talking about? That a carbon can be kosher, but not count for the owner. The Gemara just asked before, 5 lines ago, that it should be svarish shalom l'shma should be pasal. Fine. But now we're asking a little different question. We're saying, how do you have such a middle ground? If you say it's not pasal, then why should you even need l'chadchila? So how do you have such a middle ground? That's how the Brisker Rav understands the question. How do you have a middle ground of an animal being kosher, but it exists separate from the owner that wanted to bring it? So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says, what's the problem? Matzina b'bon lacharmisa. Sheik sheir bei maratzin. We find karbanis that can be brought after a person dies, that obviously aren't connecting to the owner, and yet they're kosher. So you find such a status, you have a middle ground, that's not where. It's a Mishnah in Meseches Kinin. Ha'isha shehevia chatasav amesa. A woman, we know a woman, after she has a baby, has to bring a set of karbanis. Chatas and ola. Let's say she brought her karban chatas, and then she died. So what happens to her ola? Yaviu yarshin olasa. Her yarshin could bring her karban ola. No problem. Olasa v'amesa. We'll talk more about that at the end of Amabes, with the karban ola. But if she brought her ola, and now her chatas is left. Lo yaviu yarshin chatas. Her yarshin cannot bring her chatas because ain kapar l'mesa. Right? This is one of the chatos mesos. Halacha Moshe v'Sinai. V'timna. V'timna isa pilegesh. That's the acronym, if you remember. V'timna v'lat chatas, smurz chatas. And the other ones, mesu bailim, nischaper ba'acher. Those are all the five chatos mesos. Here's one of them, so you can't bring the carbon chatos afterwards. But you see from there, says Rabbi Eliezer said, no problem. Here, the ola, if she brought the chatos already, you're ready to bring the ola, but it's not going to shame the owner. So for you see, there can be a middle status. We'll come back to that. Let's just finish first. Amar lei, modina l'cha ba'ola, ta'asya l'achar misa. Says Rish Lakish, okay, fine, by ola. I agree that there can be an ola lachar misa. And that's why you can have a middle status by ola. Asham delo asi lachar misa minalan. But what about Asham? In our Mishnah, Asham has a middle status, according to the Tanakhama. Right? Only Chatas and Pesach cannot exist without their owner. But an Asham is if I sheft an Asham l'shem shlamim, is kosher, and lo ala l'bayim l'shem chova. So you see there's a middle status. So Reish Lakish says, where do you ever see a carbon Asham that's separate from, disconnected from the owner? So Rabbi Eliezer answers, Amar lei, harei machlokosek pasido. Hey, you have somebody who thinks like you. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar, afa Asham. Right? That's what Rabbi Eliezer says, that this is an Asham is just like a Chatas, like we mentioned on that base. Rabbi Eliezer always says Asham and Chatas go together. So Rabbi Eliezer answers Reish Lakish that Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, is like him. So Amar, he says, Zosh Amar lov Adam Gadolhu. This is what people say about you, that you're an Adam Gadol. Came on Amish Shleim, about to Amar li Rabbi Eliezer. I don't care that there's a sheet out there like me. I'm asking based on Stama Darabanan. The Stam Mishnah, the Tanakama says that there is concept of a carbon asham that's kosher but not connected to the owner. Where do you ever have that according to the Chachamim? Not according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, fine, you never have that. But where do you ever have it by a carbon asham? So Rabbi Eliezer did not have an answer. So Rish Lakish says, okay, I'll answer. Ella Amar Rish Lakish, Eftach Ana, Pischol and Afshoi. I'll open up a Pesach myself. Moses of Asecha v'chulu, Hanedav and Etherhu v'chulu, Kidila El. Meaning like the drasha we had earlier, Moses of Asecha, based on the pasuk that if it's done properly, it fulfills the nether, and if not, it fulfills the nedava, and that could even apply to other karbanas as well. That is the first section of the Gemara. There's a big discussion of this Mishnah in Kinim in Meseches Kiddushin. The Rishonim and the Achronim in Meseches Kiddushin deal with this Mishnah. The Meiri says, Meiri points out there's something that we're going to have on Amud Beis, but we're going to mention it now as well. Another Yesod, we're building up all the Yesodas of Zvachim right now. What did the Mishnah say? That you can bring your Chatas after the woman dies, but not the Ola. We're going to learn on the bottom of the next Amud, and on the next off, that a carbon Ola also is Mechaper for certain items. Even though a carbon Ola, the Gemara says in many places, is Eina Mechaperes, that means the Iker of a carbon Ola is not Mechaper. But an Ola is Mechaper for Mitzvah Saseh. Mitzvahs I say that I don't do, that really I don't have to bring a carbon for, but an Ola, if you don't do an Aseh, then we say, bring an Ola. It's Mechaper on Aseh, or on Lavanitik Aseh. Right, though, that's what Rashi says at the bottom of the base today. So the Meiri asks in Kiddushin Yud Gimel, so how do you bring an Ola after she dies? It's also Kashur to Kapara, and ain't Kapara Lameisim. So just like you can't bring a Chathas or an Asham after a person dies, so too you shouldn't be able to bring a Ola. So says the Meiri, even though it's Mechaper a little bit, it's categorized all over as Eina Mechaper. It's what's called Mechaper Mekufya, which we're going to have later on in the Perek. A little bit to get stuff done, but it's not really connected to a certain Avera. I read you the Meiri. Ava Bisha Amru, Ola Mechaperes Al Chai Ve'aseh, Hola Ve'ina Mechaperes Chet Yadua, Ein Lomar Bo, Ein Kapar Lomesim. And therefore, you could still bring a carbon Ola afterwards, because it's not enough of a mechaper to say it cannot be brought after a person dies. In the footnotes here, he asked the question that's we'll get to on Amud Beis, that there's another reason why you can bring, at least in this case, that you can bring the carbon Ola after a person dies. Because the Gemara is going to say it's mechaper for some of the essays of the children that are bringing it. So it's not lemeisim. So once you bring it for the children, you can bring it for the parent as well. But the Meiri says even separate from that, even separate, if there are no children, still you might be able to bring this. Maybe the Meiri is saying, even if there are no children, maybe Bezek can bring it on her behalf, you can still bring it because it's not mechaper in that way. As we'll talk about at length, Chathas and Asham are very strong mechaperim, while an Ola is in a different category. The Ritva, the Chachmi Svarad and Kedushin also mention, what if you didn't bring, if she didn't bring any carbon? The Mishnah here says if she brought her Chathas, she can bring in her Ola. She brought her Ola, she can't bring her Chathas. What if she didn't even bring her Chathas yet? So the Ritva there says that she cannot even bring her Ola. Because the mechayiv of the Ola only kicks in after you bring the Chathas. And if she didn't even bring the Chathas, even though Ola, what's wrong with an Ola? It's a team. And only after she brings the Chathas, when she was alive, could the Yarsha bring the Ola after she dies. But if she didn't even bring the Chathas, the Chachmei Sfarad there say that we are not makriv the Ola. Because generally, Chathas goes before Ola. That's the rule. Chathas before Ola, Sur Meira, and then Asay Tov. One other question, and that is, again, a big discussion in the Achronim. The Magen Avraham says, that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Aleph, not too far in, Sheyesh Lomar Kol Yom Parshas Ola uParshas Chatos. Every day, Siman Aleph, you say the Parshi of Karbanos. So why did it say Ola before Chatos? Should be Chatos before Ola. Chatos always goes before Ola, like here. You gotta bring the Chathas before the Ola. For a Chathas Kodebis the Ola. Madua Kasa, Beseder HaAmira, Es Parshas HaOla, Lefnei Parshas Chathas. That's the Magen Avraham's question in Siman Aleph, Sif Katan Ches. That's a question that many answers are given. So he quotes, Bieru Betosos, says that even though Sha'af Sha'ola Mechaperas Alasin Yoser Measher Chathas, Mikol Makom, Kiva Sha'chathas, Karbat Chiluk, For Kippur Gamalasin Ato, Ato Ein Ola El Adoron, Vim Kain Kozak Shehikrif Chathas, Avo Ba'amiras Parshas Chathas, Kiva Chakas Vatur Shlo Yomer Yi Ratzon, Shemin Ochayev Chathas, Chulu. Basically, the Magen Avraham says, there's a difference between actually bringing it and saying it. If you actually bring a Chathas, that's where Chathas has to be before Ola. But if you're only saying it, but we don't say that, some people say don't say the Yihi Ratzon today with the Chathas, because maybe you can't bring a Chathas b'nedava, so you don't say Yihi Ratzon ki'ilu.
So therefore, nowadays it's more of symbolic. And if it's symbolic, then the order is not as important. That's why Olakol could go before Chatas. But other Achronim say beautifully, this relates to something that we had at the end of Harios, and that is, when do we say Chatas has to go before Ola? If you have one set of Karbonos that you're bringing, and you have a Chatas and an Ola as part of that set, you have to bring the Chatas before the Ola. Like we mentioned by a Nazir. By a Nazir has to bring a Chatas and an Ola, so the Chatas is brought before the Ola. A Yoledes has a set of Karbonos that she's required to bring. That's when we say Chatas goes before Ola. Let's say two people go to the Kohen at the same exact time. One of them brings a Chatas and one of them brings an Ola. In that case, you don't have to do Chatas before Ola. Why? Because they're not connected. It's two different Karbonos. You only say Chatas Kodem La'ola if you have a set of Karbonos to bring, then you say Chatas before Ola. But if it's two different Karbonos, I was Bachal Shabbos B'Shogeg, and I'm bringing an Ola Sadava. So the Chatas doesn't have to bring before the Ola. Here's two Karbonos. The Kohen can do whatever he wants. And therefore, maybe that's an answer to the Magen Avraham's Kasha as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Yosef. Next discussion. Yosef, Reb Zeira, Reb Yitzchak Bar Abba. Reb Zeira and Reb Yitzchak were sitting. V'yasev al-Gabaya Gabayu, and Abaya was sitting in front of them. V'yasev v'kamri, so they said to Abaya, Kash lele Reish Lakish, relating to the discussion above. What was Reish Lakish's original question? What was Reish Lakish's kasha? Reish Lakish said, how do you have the middle status? Right? How do you have a case of kosher, but not lo alu? And they answered him, oh, you have it by Shlomim. And they have it by Ola. So he said, I don't care about Ola. What about Asham? And he couldn't get an answer, and therefore he gave his own answer. So they say, Kashle the Reish Lakish, Asham, to lo asi la chamisa. The Reish Lakish had the problem about Asham. V'nasav le Talmudah, and he brought his own answer, Moses of Asecha. Says the Gemara, Ema, why not? Why didn't he assume then? Haba b'nether m'nedava laisi v'lalirtsi, Asham l'laisi klau. Maybe Reish Lakish should have said that, no, anything that could be brought b'nether m'nedava, like a shlamim or an ola, that is kosher, that has the middle status. Asham lo laisi klau. Maybe Asham you shouldn't bring. Maybe you're right. By Asham there is no middle status. Lo laisi klau. So the Gemara answers, Amar lehu, how did Reish Lakish know that there could be a middle status by Asham? So Amar lehu Abaya, Reish Lakish mehasa pasach. No, he has another pasuk related. What is that? V'shachat osa l'chatas. It says by Karban Chatas, yishach it for a chatas, osa. We dash for the word osa, lishma ksheira shalol lishma psula. The word osa teaches me that a chatas is pasul when it's shalol lishma, hashar kachim, but by other karbanos, shalol lishma ksheirin. Shalol lishma is kosher. So this pasuk, by the shachat osa, teaches me that other karbanos are kosher if they're shechted shalol lishma. So then, you have the other pasuk, Yachol Yirtzu. You might think not only are they kosher, but they count L'shem Bailim, Tamalorim, Otsas of Asecha. Meaning it's used both karban, both psukim. One pasuk, Veshachad Osa, teaches me only Chatas is Pasha Shalol Lishma. So even an Asham is going to be kosher Shalol Lishma. Then he uses the other pasuk to teach me, but it's not going to count L'shem Chova. That's why Reish Lakish was bothered even by Asham. Because Asham can't be like Chatas. He has a special leaving by Chatas. There's only Chatas that's Pasul. And Asham wouldn't be Pasul. So Gemara says, why didn't he go to the, they say, why didn't he go to the other extreme? V'yema, haba b'neder b'nedava, laisiv lo lirtzi, asham irtzu yinami lirtzi. So the opposite. By neder and nedava, by shlamims and olas, maybe they could have the middle status, like we learn from after Misa. But asham, and asham can't be after Misa, so maybe he should say the opposite. You can never have the middle status, and if it's kosher, it's also maratza. It's also maratza, and it's connected to the owner. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, no, you can't say that. Asham demirti lo matzis. Amar kalvachomer meola. It's a kalvachomer. It's kalvachomer from Ola. Uma Ola she'ena mechaperes. There's that line. Even though we know deep down Ola does somewhat of a kapara, but the Gemara says many places ena mechaperes. If an Ola, which is not mechaper inherently ena maratze, it cannot come and get any level of kapara. Asham shemechaper. An Asham, which requires a high level kapara, surely cannot be maratze. Won't be maratze at all. Sefer, you can't suggest the opposite. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Maybe you can't learn Asham from Ola. Mala Ola shekin kalil. Ola, maybe it's not maratze. It's different because it's totally. It's kalil. It is. It's fine. It's totally burned on the mizbeach. That is always the factor of Ola that makes it unique. It's totally burned on the Mizbech, except for the what? Except for the skin, and except possibly for the Ginanosha. So we discussed back in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir. That's the only thing, except for the skin and the Gidon Asher. But besides that, it's totally Kaliyot. So we can't learn it from Aliyot, from Ola. So where's the Shlomim Yochichu? Shlomim will teach me. Shlomim also has the middle status. So Ma'al Shlomim Shkin Tu'un and Nesachim and Tu'un Vashad Vashot. What do you mean? Shlomim has the uniqueness of all those halachas that we mentioned earlier. Ola Tochiyach. Ola will prove it. The Chazar Adin. L'Rai Zekar Reizeh. L'Rai Zekar Reizeh. Each of these together will prove it. Each one of these, Shlomim and Ola, are not unique, are unique in their own way. They're not the same, but they have a common denominator. They are karbanos, and if you shech them shalol l'shma, they're kosher, but not maratze. Afani avi asham, so too, I will include asham, shehu kodesh, v'shachter shalol l'shma kosher, ve'ena maratze. Therefore, together, they could teach me asham. Remember, chatas we know is totally puzzle. Other karbanos shlom and ola are kosher, lo ola l'shbaim shem chova. What about asham? Asham is this middle type of karban, because, as we will discuss at length, asham is like chatas in that it is ba for a chait, certain chataim, but it's not like chatas in other ways as well, that it can exist without, not connected to the person, to his avera. So asham is a different type of karban. It's not exactly like chatas. So that's why you can learn it here from shlomim and ola. So the Gemara says, one second. What do you mean? You have these karbanos, shlomim and ola, could exist b'tzibur. Ola, the carbon tumen every day, is an ola, carbon tzibur. Shlomim, there's only one. Rashi says, kivsei atzeres. Right, the kivsei atzeres, the shlomim that go along with the shialechem. That's the only shlomim. But those two can exist. There's no asham b'tzibur. So maybe you can't learn that. So the Gemara says, no, toda tochiyach. Toda will prove it. Why? Because there's no toda by a carbon tzibur either. There's no toda, even though also toda could have the middle status of kosher below all of Bayim L'Shem Chova. There's no toda but tzibur? Anybody think of a toda that could bring but carbon tzibur? So the Achronim just point out, a little difficult, because we had a toda but tzibur in Maseches Shavuos. Remember the beginning of the second parak, when we also had at the beginning of Sanhedrin, when you expand the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, or the parade, what does the Mishnah say? Amosifin ala ir ala Azaros, ela b'melech v'navi v'urimitumim v'sanhedrin shoshem v'yachad u'b'shtei todos! U'b'shir! The whole discussion, you have the whole parade around the new area that we are expanding. The carbon toda, do they go sideways, do they go one after another? We had a discussion, but that's a carbon toda b'tzibur. Okay, well, a little tzarchi, and maybe those are different types of todos. But the Gemara says, toda tochiach, toda will prove it, and therefore, asham is saved. So the Gemara says, one second, mala toda, shekein tu'una lechem. So toda is unique in that requires lechem. It requires 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. So it requires loaves. So ola v'shlamim yochichu. Ola and shlamim do not require loaves. So therefore, put them all three together. Put toda, ola, and shlamim as a team. B'chazer adin. Lo rai zekar rai zev, lo rai zekar rai zev. Each one is unique. Hatzad hashav shebahen, shehein kadshim. What's the common denominator between toda, ola, and shlamim? That they are karbanos. V'shachtan shalol l'shman kosher v'enem ratzen. And if you shacht it for a different carbon in mind, they are still kosher, but they do not fulfill the chiv of the owner. Afani avi asham. So do all also include asham shu kodesh v'shachtan shalol l'shman kosher v'enem ratzen. Okay? So, let's say, does that help? Does that work at the maskana? No. Mala atzada shava shabahen. This whole daf proves that Gemara is not just interested in maskanas. Mala atzada shava shabahen shein boin bin neder u bin edava. What do you mean? Another tzada shava. Toda, shlamim, and ola can be brought as a neder and nedava. Can be brought as a nedava. Unlike asham. You can't be misnadiv asham. Yes, we'll get to a shita that says, a shita in the Tanoim, that you can be misnadiv and asham talui b'chol yom. But that's not a regular asham. An asham for asham, gazelos, me'ilos, shivcha charufa, those you cannot be misnadiv. So, again, asham is not like the other karbanos. One second. A toda is brought b'nedar m'nedava, or a toda is a chiv? That we'll have to get to later on also in the Masechta, but just to... It's a discussion in the Rishonim whether, after a person, as we know, goes through those four experiences, v'chol ha'chayim yoduchasecha, chayim chola yisurin, which is jail, yam, and midbar, v'chol ha'chayim yoduchasecha, and we say berchas ha'gomel when we go through, and would bring a carbon toad. Is that a chiv to bring a carbon toad in that case? Or is there a chiv to volunteer a carbon toad in that case? So go to Rashi. Rashi in Vayikra. Rashi on that pasuk. Im al toda yakrivenu. Zayin yud beis in Parshas Sav. Im al davar hoda'a al neis shenaselo. If you go in Yordi Hayam, Holchi Midbaros, Chavushi beis asurim, Holchi Ladrape, Shehein srichin lahodos. Srichin. I don't understand that word. They need to. Shek kasuf, based on the pasuk in Tehillim. Yodu l'Hashem chasov, and if lo'osav l'vnei adam, v'yizbechu zivchei tota. That parak in Tehillim, kuf zayin, goes through each of the four. That's the source for the four. It talks about yordei hayam ba'anios, and people got out of jail. All four are mentioned in Tehillim, kuf zayin. Im al achaz me'ele, nadar shlamim halalu, shalmei tota hein v'tunos lechem o'amor b'inyan. Goes through. So Rashi is tzrichim. Rashi elsewhere, different places that uses different lashonos, whether it's a chiyuv or whether it's a good idea, good advice. The Levush also, halacha, Levush and Reishu Tess, where the Dalas Rechon Lahodos is mentioned. The Hoda'azu Davar HaMelech Tziva Alav, the Mizmar Kuv Zayin, the Hizker Shom, but also a Mizmar Beferish, Elu HaDalad, Toba Midbar B'Yashimon, Al Yodol HaShem Chasto, Holche Midbaros, Yoshe Choshech Vetzalmavis, Asirini Yabarzo. The Levush goes through and Reishu Tess Alav, these four, but again, he uses the Lashon Davar HaMelech Tziva. So Toda, again, we'll get to it. It's fascinating. You have to thank Hashem. If you force somebody to say thank you, doesn't it take away a little bit? You force your kids, say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, we're really happy that they did that. No, they have to say it themselves. That's the whole purpose of saying thank you. So, kid, it does being mitzave a toda, but if you don't say thank you, then it's even worse. So toda is this, but the Gemara here categorizes it as that it is ba'in b'neder v'nedava. Okay, but either way, so we're back to the question of toda, shlomim and ola, are all different than Asham. So Elam Arava Zos HaTorah VeGomer Hikishu Akasav L'Shlamim. The Torah compares all, as the pasuk we started off today's daf with, compares all kavanas to Shlamim. Ma Shlamim Shehin Kadshim V'Shach L'Shlo L'Shman K'shir Me'Marat. So just like Shlamim is a karban, if V'Shach L'Shlo L'Shman it's kosher and it's not Marat. Afani Avi Asham Shu Kodesh V'Chulu. So to include an Asham, period. So now the Gemara says, My Chazes Da'akshis L'Shlamim Akish L'Chatas. Here's the Kasha. You have a Karban Asham here. You can either compare it to all other Karbanas like Shlamim, or you can compare it to a Chatas. Why do you compare it to Asham, compare it to Chatas? What's the Gemara asking here? The Gemara is saying, will the real nature of Asham please stand up? In Asham is a fascinating Karban, because it's somewhere in the middle. In Asham is Ba'al Chet, for certain Chataim. It's Ba'al for Gezelos, Me'ilos. Right? There are certain Averis that it comes from, but it doesn't have the halachas of Zrikas Hadam of a Chatas. A Chatas is unique in terms of its Zrikas. Zrikas bring kapara, as we said yesterday, from the Or Sameach. Achila is all about heter achila. Ashrit is all about heter achila. Zrika is all about kapara and ritzui. So, the Zrikas of a Chatas are different than any other karban. You have to sprinkle the blood on every corner, separately, of a karban. And you have to use your finger. You can't just throw the kli so the dam comes out of it. You have to have tefillas etzba by a chatas. You have to sprinkle it lamala. By the carbon chatas is different. Asham is shtayim shein arba, just like the other carbonis, just like an ola. So is asham like more like a chatas or more like an ola? So that's the Gemara's question here. You have a choice. It's not just asking a pasuk question. It's saying inherently is asham more like chatas or is asham more like ola? So Gemara answers, Hamid Rahman Osa. There's a limud excluding Chatas Osa and not any other carbon. So hopefully we'll talk more about Asham as time goes on. Yasiv Rafuna, what's the Maskana? So does the Maskana say no, Asham is totally not like Chatas? Or is it no, in this regard, there's the exclusion, but it still retains some Chatas elements? Okay. Yasiv Rafuna Rav Nachmin, the Yasiv Rav Sheshes Gabayu. Again, these two rabbis were sitting in front of Rav Sheshes. The Yasiv Kamri, and they said, let's go back to Reish Lakish, what we started off with. Kashla the Reish Lakish, Asham Delosi Lacharmisa. Remember, Reish Lakish had that problem. How do you have a middle status by Asham? Lemalei Reb Elazar, Asham Nami Yasiv Lacharmisa. Why didn't Reb Elazar answer him? Oh, he brought the Mishnah from Kenim? Better answer. We do have an Asham Lacharmisa. How do you have an Asham Lacharmisa? Because the halacha is, if the owner dies, you sell the asham, and you bring the damim as a carbon for an ola. So you can use the money. So isn't that good enough to be considered an asham lachar misa? If you can bring the damim? So the Gemara says, no, amar luhu Rav Sheshes, asham l'maikar l'mosaro. What are you bringing the money for? L'mosaro? It's like a leftover asham? Chatas nami mikra of carbon mosaro chatas. The same thing by a chatas. If you have a leftover chatas, you separated two karbanas chatas for your one that's needed. So the Moser also is good enough. So the Gemara says, "Afagat the karba musara miyit rachmana." The question, mikra chatas nami mikra karba musara chatas? Question mark. There's no difference between asham and chatas. Chatas also has that halacha sometimes that you'd have its mosar to bring. So therefore, again, there's no difference between chatas and asham. And if chatas is pasul, asham should nami also be pasul. So the Gemara answers, "No, afagat the karba musara miyit rachmana who." There's still a D up to say, who? Only the Chathas is Pasul and not Ola. Asham Namik Siv Behu. What do you mean? No, Asham also has a who there. She used to say it is also similar to Chathas and it's Pasul. No, Hahu, the who by Asham, is not written by the Avoda. Hahu la'achar haktaras emurin huda aksiv. That Hahu is written after the innards, the fat that's burns. That's where that who is written, and we know for sure that the Haktaris Emurin are in such a, is not a significant part of the process that a Bachshava would passel in that part. Kidetanya, as the Brisa says, Abel Asham lo nebar hu el acher Haktaris Emurin. Right, it only says the word who after Haktaris Emurin, the burning of the fats, which could even be overnight, the hu atzmo, and the whole of Haktaris Emurin itself, im lo tir emurin kosher. Even if you left out that avoda, it would be kosher. So you can't say that there's a problem related to the avoda. Ve'elohu lamali. So therefore you can't say that who is significant to teach me something about shalol lishma by Asham. There's a, just stop there for a second, the Zeravram. The Zeravram was written by Rav Menachem Zemba. Menachem Zemba, one of the Gedolim who was killed in the Shoah. So he has a whole Sefer, Tshuva Sefer, called the Zeravram, written to Rav Avram Loftier. Who's Rav Avram Loftier? The son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma. Right, so that's where he claimed to fame. So Zeravram is a whole Tshuva Sefer, mostly about Kachim, related to... written to, from the Menachem Zemba. So he writes there that Haktaras Emurin, Yudalad, he says he thinks Haktaras Emurin is a din klali for all karbanis. He proves it from Rayas. It's interesting because when you think about the avoda of a karban, when does it end? When does it end? You have all the avodas, so Zrika also has to be done l'shma. So at one point do we say that it's no longer connected to its original state? Now, you're just burning the fats of all karbanis are burnt. So says the Zera Avram, I think that when it comes to Haktaras Emurin, the chiv prati shal akarban, the hainu hashmo haprati shlamim, o ola, eina al haktara, kiban she'ena makeves haritsui, the chiv haktara hu chiv klali, the kole muri karbanos, ye shlamim achadas otoda, ye shchiv lahaktir, aval ein shame hakarban klau al haktara. The zeo near as far as atosvis, the svel the chiv haktara, eino chiv prati. Right, what's a similar idea that we have to talk about? What about shvicha shirayim? What about the leftover bloods that were not sprinkled, that we sprinkle all that at the bottoms, the southwest of the Mizbeach. There are little cups there. Also there, you could talk about, is Shvicha Shirayim unique, or is Shvicha for each carbon, or is it just a din klali? So that's the Zer Avram, an important yisod to remember, that you don't need the Shema, the Shem Bailim, nothing. You just have to do it. And that's why it's not Ma'akev. Haktaras Emurin is just the avoda that's done at the end. That's what the Gemara here is saying. It's not Ma'akev anyway. So you can't say that word v'hu by Asham is telling me that there's going to be a shalol l'shma kavanah, it's going to be Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, v'alahu lamali. So what's that who teaching me? By Asham. The who by Chadas is teaching me only Chadas is possible, but all the other karbanas are kosher, but not all of L'shem Chova. What is the who by Asham teaching me? Look at the Rafun Amarav. To an important principle of Rafun Amarav. Dam Rafun Amarav. Asham shenitak liriya, an asham, a carbon asham. In those five cases that a chatas has to die, there's a halacha Moshe Misina that a chatas has to die. An asham is sent out to graze until it gets a mum. Then you sell it, you use the money, and you buy a carbon ola. That's the halacha called asham shenitak liriya. Let's say an asham, shenitak, it was already minutak. What does minutak mean? Rashi says it was already designated by Bezdin that it should go graze. But instead of waiting till it gets a mum, you shechted it. You shechted the carbon instead of waiting until it gets a mum. Vishachto stam, you shechted it stam. Kosher. It's kosher. Nitak in, lo nitak low. Only if you already minatik it. If it's a carbon asham that the owner died and you shechted it, it will be pasul. It's only if you have already designated it, go out to graze. So only then do we say that it would be kosher. My time of why? Amakra, who? That's the who. Bahava yaso, yehe. Who? The carbon asham stays at asham? until you're menatek it, until you redesignate it, because it's no longer it can no longer be offered as a regular asham, you're menatek it, and until that point it is an asham, but after that point it is kosher. Major machlokas we shown him here, Rashi and Tosis. We have it here, we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. Where do we have it? I don't remember where we had it. It came up in Avodah Zarah somewhere, I think. Ashav Shinitik L'Raya, Tosfos brought it up. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Is this a din de Oraisa or a din de Rabbanan? Rashi and Rov Rishonim say in many places, Rashi here, Rashi elsewhere, Ashav Shinitik L'Raya means on the de Oraisa level, on the de Oraisa level, the Halacha Moshe B'Sidei tells me, any chatas shemesu, any chatas that has to die, the parallel case by Asham, you have to let it out to grace. That's the din d'oraisa. And therefore, after it gets a mum, so then it can be, you use the money to offer an ola. Rabbeinu Tam right here says, no, the din d'oraisa is, anytime where a chadas would die, an asham is given as an ola. Midrabanan, you let it graze, and you don't bring the actual animal for a carbon asham, for a carbon ola. But midrabanan, says Rabbeinu Tam, automatically, the asham switches into an ola. Masha'enke and Rashi and the other Rishon, what are you talking about? You have to be menatik it. You have to do something. Besdin has to declare it. It's still a chiddush. But that's a discussion. Rashi, Rabbi Tamir says, he changes the girsas in five different Gemaras. Ashav Shadidik L'Raya, no. He says, see the last line in Tosfos Hagah? V'chi gemiri hachi gemiri. Kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham karibola. Dereiya derabanan hi. Raya, going out to graze is a din derabanan. Midaraisa says Rabbeinu Tam, kol shebechadas mesa, ba'asham yikrav ola. Again, what does that highlight? Put it on the list. The connection. You could say that an asham could flow right into an ola. So, if you say that an asham is more like a chatos, you never say such a thing. Maybe that's like Rashi and Rovri showing him. You know, you gotta cut it. You gotta separate it somehow. Rabbi Lazar, for example, in the Mishnah, who always says kachatas kasham, you always compare the two, he would never say such a thing at Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam says naturally an asham changes into an ola. Unbelievable. But that is an important machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Yasvir of Nachman, and we will continue Be'ed Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.